This is The Lullaby Effect with music educator and researcher Dr. Anita Collins.
Hello, I'm Anita Collins. This podcast is about how important it is to sing to your child and how you are actually helping them to grow every time you sing to them. This episode is Rockstar Parents, and we're asking the question, do you need to sing in tune to your baby? The biggest myth about singing in tune is that we are born with it or born without it. There is a condition called amusia, which is the inability to process music, and about 3% of the population have it. Now, if you have it, you know it. So everyone else, the other 97%, can sing in tune. But singing in tune comes with practice. It's a learnt skill. Anyone can learn to sing in tune if they practice. And that happens in lots of different ways. If you're a parent at home, the easiest way to start is with your favourite song. And we've all got one. And we've all got one that we sing in the shower. Start with that one. And start singing along, but listening to try and sound as much as you can the same as the singer. But another way to do it is to listen to your own child as they sing along and actually try to mimic them. Mimic what they are doing. And children find it fascinating. They look at you and they go, "Oh, mummy or daddy are doing the same thing as me." And then you start to even have a conversation before they are using words, using song. If you're still worried about singing out of tune, all I can say is don't be. The best place to start is on your own. There's been some amazing research which talks particularly about dads. And dads don't like being heard when they're singing. But when it's 3 o'clock in the morning or when nobody's home, they sing their hearts out. And that's exactly what you need to do. Start on your own, just like we do in the shower. We don't think anyone else is home or is listening. So we lose all our inhibitions. We enjoy just singing in the shower, and singing to our child is exactly the same. And nothing is better than that look on their face when they are transfixed by you singing to them. So don't be worried about singing out of tune, but if you are worried, start somewhere quiet, start somewhere when you're on your own, so you can see exactly how your child will respond, because it will be magical.
You're listening to The Lullaby Effect with music educator and researcher Dr. Anita Collins, a Kindling Kids Radio podcast. If you're loving this series, you might also enjoy Kindling Conversation, a non-judgmental podcast for parents, offering stories, tips, and expert advice on navigating the world with small children, helping you to thrive, not just survive.
Your baby won't care if you sing in tune or out of tune. All they're doing is listening to your voice and taking in all the information from your voice. So they're taking in what's called the timbre of your voice. It's that special combinations of sounds that we know when someone that we spend our life with picks up the phone and all you need to say is hello, and you know exactly who that person is. They're also picking up the emotional content in your voice. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you asking a question? Are you confused? Are you frustrated? Are you overjoyed? They're picking up all that information as they go through. So the singing part of it is just giving them information that is in the form of sound. So let's get back to the key question, which is, do you really need to sing in tune to your baby? And the answer is no. You are your baby's favourite rock star. They love your voice above any other sound. It's actually the sound that makes them feel safe and warm and like they are going to be okay, no matter where they are. Often when we have babies in strange places, we will talk to them a lot. And what we're actually doing is using our voice to sing to them and to help them to understand that everything is safe. Now, the more you sing to your child and speak to your child, remembering a child can't tell the difference between speaking and singing for a very long time, the more they recognise that you are home, you are safe, you are where things will be okay. In which case, it doesn't matter what you do. You could sing completely out of tune. All they're doing is identifying that you are their person. So singing to your child is just another part of communicating and connecting with your child and helping them to understand from an auditory perspective that you are their rock star.
You've been listening to The Lullaby Effect, brought to you by Kindling Kids Radio. For more on lullabies, subscribe to The Lullaby Effect wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please rate us and give a review. It will help us spread the word and reach more parents. Thanks for your support.